Lisa, I look at the always good Ken Doyle, and that means it has to do something about that 60-second spot that used to be the tradition of elections.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that we're in an election year, and that's definitely beginning to frame the conversation more and more with President Trump using his press conferences and his speeches in a way to push forward to that. But what about that advertising spending? That's sort of a question right now, as the focus is clearly not on that. Ken Doyle, Bloomberg Government Senior Editor, focusing on money and politics. How much money is being spent on advertising right now, Ken, when the oxygen's being taken out of the room by COVID-19 and the very front and center now, what is going on with that?
Hi, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, there's a lot of spending on advertising. There was certainly before the pandemic struck, there was more going on, but it's picking up again, and we're seeing, ultimately billions of dollars that will go into the election this year. But there's also an awful lot more money going into online ads, Facebook ads, and Google ads, and others that aren't even tracked. And we have this issue that's been with us since the last presidential election that continues until the upcoming election about knowing who is paying for those ads, where they're coming from, and the fact that Facebook ads were bought in rubles in the 2016 election, and we didn't know about it until after the election. So we have this continuing question. It's easier to know about TV and radio ads because there are disclosure requirements, but they don't apply to online because the law has not caught up to the fact that we now have almost as much money being spent on online ads as TV ads.
Ken, how much is the money being spent to talk about election issues outside of COVID-19, and how much is this focused on the increasingly polarized and politicized debate around when to open the economy?
A lot of it is focused on COVID, but there's different, tacks. I mean, the Democrats are talking about Trump and whether he has done enough to deal with the virus and the pandemic, and also, whether he's to blame for the problems in the economy. Trump and the Republicans want to talk about China. This is, I heard you talking earlier today about the political pressure to respond to China, and that is really clearly where the Republicans want to go with this. So they're taking absolutely different tacks, but the context of all of the advertising right now that's going on, political and everything else, is really we're dealing with this pandemic and how do we fit into that? And that is, ultimately that's going to be the question of the election is, I think, Trump's dealing with it and whether he can, convince people that he's doing all that he can and that it's not his fault, and whether the Democrats can, convince them that Trump, it would have been better if Trump hadn't been there.
Ken Doyle with us with Bloomberg Government. Coming up, folks, a conversation with Brian Moynihan. Look for that here in a number of minutes. Ken Doyle, long, long ago and far away, maybe Sunday night, maybe Saturday night, there was one national ad and it went out over black and white TV. And my parents had the Zenith with the rabbit ear antennas, and there was this intrusive thing in the living room, a political ad, whatever it was.
Now it's
Now, yeah, now we're distilled down to four or five key states. Is all this money going to go into those four or five key states?
Yeah,
Why advertise in New York?
Most of it will, because those are the states. Well, there's two things going on. So there's Senate elections in some key states, and more the elections have become nationalized. So how voters are going to vote in those key states for the president in the presidential election also determines how they vote in congressional elections. And if you can persuade the voters in those key states, states like North Carolina, Arizona, Iowa, if you can persuade the voters in those states that you have the best argument, you're not only going to elect your president, you're going to elect a Congress that will control, be able to pass laws as well. So that's why we have so much concentration. And so the people in those states, Maine, for example, is probably the biggest right now. The people in those states are seeing ads all the time, and it's because the not only do the Democrats feel that they have a chance to beat Trump in those states, but they also have a chance to beat incumbent Republican senators in those states.
Ken, as we were talking about earlier, the focus really is on the COVID-19 pandemic and away from potential interference in elections or where the money is coming from. What kind of visibility do we have, if any, into that type of interference, which people alleged was an issue back in 2016?
We have, you know, we have this real dichotomy of TV ads where there is a lot of disclosure. They have, you know, broadcasters have the requirement for a public file, so any kind of political advertising has to be disclosed. And then you have these online ads where the companies, you have Google and Facebook that have set up voluntary disclosure regimes with, you know, different rules, but there's no requirement that they actually follow those rules. They're just company policies. And there's been no progress at the federal level to have a regular kind of disclosure system. So we really don't know a lot about who's paying for online ads, and it allows, you know, for a lot of mischief for different people to get involved without anybody knowing who they are. And that, you know, that's, I think that's widely seen as a problem. It's just not something that people have figured out what to do about it. A few states that have tried to do it now have been set back by some recent court decisions that where the judges are saying, well, we think it's unconstitutional to even tell these companies that they have to track these ads because, you know, it's compelled speech. So it's really a different story depending on the media, and the area where ads are shifting, which is online, is the area that's unregulated. It's a Wild West area.
So, Ken, just to wrap this all together and push forward to the Brian Moynihan interview that we are expecting at 9 a.m., what's Wall Street's spend been like during this election cycle? Which candidate have they been getting behind, if at all?
Well, you know, Wall Street traditionally is Republican, right? I mean, that's that. But I think you're seeing different a different breakdown based on, you know, some people who are, it really comes down to Trump, the view of Trump. There are some people that are uncomfortable with him, and there are others. I mean, there are huge, the biggest Republican donor that I've seen to Republican super PACs is Steve Schwarzman, BlackRock. And in previous years, it was Sheldon Adelson. We haven't seen him as much, but we see the largest, not only corporates, but really individual billionaires are the big funders of these super PACs and play a tremendous role now in the way that our elections are financed because the system has been so deregulated. So somebody who has the money can come in and have tremendous influence on the process. Many of them are Wall Street. That's mm-hmm. where the money is. But there are others as well. Soros, yeah. You know, George Soros on the Democratic side continues to be a huge factor. Financing the Democrats.
A valuable update. Ken Doyle, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll speak to you again before November. Kenneth Doyle with Bloomberg Government.